Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago joins us. Good morning to you, Seamus.
Good morning, Dave.
Look at us talking on the air here with all this electronic stuff working today.
This is wonderful. Everything sounds great.
Everything sounds great. Okay, so this is one of the most fascinating stories I've seen. Ernest Hemingway's Chicago home, once a grimy pit stop, on the market for $2 million. So talk a little bit about this place.
Absolutely, yes. This is a place that Ernest Hemingway lived in 1921. Now, it was only for about 3 months. He was kind of on the move a lot, but he had just been in World War I as an ambulance driver for the Red Cross, came back to Chicago, was married, and lived at this place, 1239 North Dearborn Street. So it just went on the market. It hasn't really changed hands in 55 years.
So it's
a chance to get a little Chicago history. So if you could picture, this is Dearborn. This is the Gold Coast. It's a bunch of brownstone row houses right there. So you know, if you've got $2 million and you're a Hemingway fan, he was paying $75 a month to live there. It's $2 million now. You know, in fairness to that price inflation, he only had the top floor, and this is the entire building, and you can rent out a couple of the apartments on the bottom as well. But it's a beautiful place, one of those old Chicago row houses, and it's got a plaque out front about Hemingway, but that's about it. He didn't leave behind a typewriter or anything.
Nothing like that. Well, it looks like he could have been working on the novel of A Farewell to Arms, or at least the precursor of what to become that 1929. So just based on the timing, I love how they can try to figure all that out. But I also didn't know that there's a museum in Oak Park that honors his birthplace.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, one of the great things about writers, especially ones who sort of write about themselves, is there's a lot of history. You can track where they were at the time. And he called this place a pretty high-grade shop. His wife disagreed. She called it a grimy, shabby, depressing place. So I don't know. Lots of differences between husbands and wives.
That's
when
true.
It comes to to the level of shabbiness you can put up with.
That's very true. There is a new community space coming to Uptown and Edgewater.
This is the interesting thing. They've been, as a lot of the listeners know, they've been rebuilding the Red Line forever. The whole north side of the Red Line. It's a $2 billion project. Part of the Red Line runs on embankments for 100 years or so. They've replaced those with concrete and steel structures. So what's happened is there's a lot of area under these places that were just, it was dead space before. It was stone. So they're asking the community to come out and give them some ideas, the CTA is, for what to do with this. Some kind of parks, but if they've got other ideas, they want to hear from folks. This is about 10 blocks of the space under the L, so it's a pretty significant amount. And it's from, it's between, it's in Uptown at Edgewater between Lawrence and Ardmore. So if you live in those neighborhoods or you play in those neighborhoods and you want to weigh in, they're looking for ideas at some community meetings in January. But I don't know. I don't live there, but I would say a lineup of food trucks would be a good idea.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah,
something like that.
A
couple parks, some food trucks, maybe some art installations. Here I am giving unsolicited advice.
As you should. As you should. New Year's Eve. It's always a smart to drink responsibly, make sure you're not driving if you're drinking. But the CTA, as they do often, I know 60,000 people took free CTA rides last year, and it's going to be the same for this year, Sunday from 10 p.m. to Monday at 4 a.m. So another great year for that.
That's right. Yeah, the CTA, just as everyone is, trying to encourage you to just not get behind the wheel if you're out drinking. So whether it's an Uber or a Lyft or hailing the bus or the train, the bus and the train will be free. They remind you just don't tap your venture card when you get on you won't get a refund. Just go on in. The bus driver knows you're okay.
Here's a couple other things from Block, and I love reading Block Club Chicago, is if you're on that mode of doing dry January, which a lot of people do. I know there's people who dry January, and they do like a almost like a dry spring. I know it's called something until like April 1st, but dry January in Chicago, 40 spots serving up mocktails, spirit-free wines, craft sodas, and more is one of the highlights here, as well as 26 tea houses, cafe, and juice bars around Chicago for dry January. So you're kind of helping in that process, too, when you get to Block Club Chicago.
Yeah, there's you know, it's been really a big trend for these sober bars popping up around Chicago. So we rounded up a bunch of different places that are either sober bars or they've got mocktails or just something. Check out, go to blockclubchicago.org. We got it up on the homepage now. Some of these spots if you're looking for a quieter January, but you still want to go out and about and see some people.
And now it's getting chillier out. You also have a post about heated bar patios and rooftops in Chicago, 33 cozy spots across the city. So you want to find out what's happening in your neighborhood, find out great places to go, eat, drink, visit blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you, buddy, and we'll talk to you next week with Bob, and Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you. Thanks, Dave.